Now, Gareth was on Nolan TV last night. Morning to you again, Gareth.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. You were 20 years ago.
Yes.
You were 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
And you were badly injured in the Shankill bombing. You were just standing a few feet from the window of the shop, Gareth. Is that right?
I was about 2 foot away from the shop when the bomb was detonated. The next thing I remember was being covered from the neck down with rubble, just a wee quick snippet of it. And then after that, I remember I became conscious, in and out of conscious, and then I remember just these women and different people looking at me in horror and squealing. And some women was putting white towels around my head. I remember the first ambulance coming, and I could see it in the distance, and there was a lot of men around me, and they just started shouting, we can't wait, we need to get him to the hospital. And they just lifted me and carried me across the black taxi, and I was taken to the Mater.
Well, believe it or not, Gareth, when you were taken to the Mater hospital in that black taxi, okay?
Huh?
And I know you were telling this story on our television programme last night. Someone has contacted us who helped you out of that taxi on that day.
Right.
And his name is George.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, George.
Morning, Steve.
You were a nurse, were you?
No, I was an auxiliary nurse. And
do you want to say good morning to Gareth, first of all?
Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning, George.
You know what? Things just seem to have got mixed up here. I didn't help you out of the taxi. I was put on the door to sort out ordinary relatives of visitors from relatives of people that were hurt in the explosion or walking wounded and whatever. I seen you coming out of the back of a taxi that day. And I've never been able to get your face out of my head. And I didn't know what happened to me. Didn't know whether you died or whether you lived. And I've never been able to close my eyes without seeing your face. But
why, George? George?
The first night I've ever went to sleep since that day. And I had a good night's sleep because I seen you on TV last night. And I was able to put that to rest, that you're still here. I'm so glad it's here.
George, can you help the rest of us understand? What do you mean? What did you see that day?
I just seen him getting carried out of the back of the taxi, and it looked to me like somebody took his face and put it through a meat grinder. And it was just chaos and bedlam. There was people all over the place, and I'm not going to... I just wanted to come on and tell him I was so glad to see him, that he actually survived, and he was still alive.
Thank you very much, George.
And
thank you.
That puts that to rest. I actually went to sleep last night and closed my eyes. For the first time since that day, I've had a good night's sleep, and I'm so glad to see your face and see that you're still here. But there's people still suffering from that mentally as well as physically 20 years on.
And George, it was the extent of Gareth's injuries that traumatised you for the last 2 decades, was it? What you saw?
It's just that and everyone else coming in through the doors and just the chaos and bedlam that landed on the Mater Hospital that day and every other hospital around the place.
And how did you know it was George who you... How did you know it was Gareth who you saw?
I had watched the programme on ITV the night before. They done it, or it was BBC One, I'm not sure. But they had showed the photograph of him in the hospital when he actually got to the hospital and they had cleaned him up for the dead, and it looked like he was sitting in the ward. But
That actually was a photograph of Graham Harrison's So it was, but probably similar. So it was, you know.
It was just, that's all I wanted to say, actually. I was just so glad to see him.
Thank you very much, George.
It was. I mean, I didn't do anything. I was just standing there sorting ordinary people out from people that were involved, caught up in the explosion and whatever else, and making sure everybody got to the right department. But I was there all day with a team of people that worked constantly to help people and save people and take care of people. And they worked without the thanks and the gratitude that I think they deserve. I mean, over the years, the what they call now the first responders, the police, the ambulance, the fire brigades, they work constantly without a break to make sure that everybody that could be saved was saved and everybody was taken care of. And it just hit me like a brick or last night when I seen Garth on TV that he was still there and he was still alive.
And do you know, some 20 years later, George Garth is still having glass removed.
Yeah, I seen that at the show last night. And that's it, there's people still suffering physical injuries, mental injuries and stuff. And I agree with that, your first caller there. I couldn't have said it better. This generation needs to stop now before it goes back to what it was. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to go back to what it was. All the killings and all the people dying before, during, and after the Shankill bombing. Nobody ever wants to go back to that again.
Garth, what would you like to say to George this morning?
I'd just like to mean to that. Make sure those I've flanked it out for 20 years, and in the past week I've just started to address it. And I want to fill in all the blanks. I was wanting to meet people like George. Yesterday, I met a fella, Gary Lanigan, who took me out and put me into a taxi. And obviously, then I've spoke to George, who sort of looked after me at the hospital.
No, no, Garth, please don't mix this up. I didn't do anything at the hospital. I was standing at the door sorting out relatives and injured and stuff. I got there and telling them where to go. But when I seen you coming out of the back of that taxi that day, that's the one picture that sticks in my head constantly. Now I can replace that picture with your face last night. I didn't physically do anything. I didn't take you in and treat you or do anything like that. I was there dealing with relatives.
You were part of the health service team that was there on the day.
I looked down and I seen the taxi pulling up and I seen your face. That's what stuck in my head. I wasn't part of the team that dealt with you when you came into the hospital. Those blokes took you out of the taxi and they just rushed you straight in to the dead. But it was just to see your face last night. And it's a terrible word. It's just to put closure on that child that came through that door that day. I didn't know. That's the first and last time I seen you up until last night. And it just hit me like a brick when I seen your face. And I seen your pictures on the news the night before. I had to that put closure on for me. It was it. But I didn't do anything as helping out or treating you or anything else. I was just on the door, basically.
Can I ask you both a question this morning? You first, Garth. We are still fighting about this in Northern Ireland. We're fighting about the definition of a victim. We're fighting about how the stories of the past are told. We're fighting about, for those people who killed, how they should be viewed. What are your thoughts as we go forward, Garth?
First of all, I'd just like to say my thoughts go to your previous caller and his family. Such a brave man, and if only his company had more people like him, it would be a better place. The way forward, in my eyes, is we need to forget about the past. We need to remember the people who've killed. But we don't need to glorify murder on both sides. Doesn't matter what religion you are, but at the end of the day, it's murder. It's nice listening to your previous caller. That's the next generation of people growing up, and hopefully the next generation will not want any of this here. And all the people who stuck in the 70s and the mindset of the 70s, hopefully that'll fade away. Hopefully.
Okay. Gareth, thank you. George, thank